Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate it. 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Are you going to say something that I said, and then I'll say that I didn't say it, and then I'll say I'm not racist?
No, I would not do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. I was saying that
it's got such a long tail now that I'm actually defending that I'm not racist.
That is a vile term you just used.
Oh, Jews. Shut up.
Welcome, chomos, to one normal person and one should I enter rehab? It's
I partied hard this week.
Did you?
I did. 3 nights in a row.
I had 3 beers like you had, like you told me you had your 3 beer day.
Oh,
I did it.
It's great, right?
I had a really great buzz going. The aftermath wasn't good for me.
Like, did your stomach start turning and you're just like, I don't feel right. I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't feel good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tricky. I tried to negotiate that Sunday morning or Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
I tried to negotiate a nice strong cocktail and a polar plunge.
Yeah.
And it spun out into, me riding my bike around. Intoxicated, Leanne informing me that that was a DUI, and then me cutting off this guy in traffic.
I rode my bike with the buzz, and I realized that I almost ran into a car a couple times.
Yeah. And then you yell at them because you're on a bike. You're like, use your fucking brakes. Yeah. I had a great time though. I had a really great time.
I enjoyed it. I'm saying that what happened was I definitely was like, I need to nap. I laid down. I couldn't nap. Then I was just eating way too much because I wanted something to like soak up the beer.
Yeah.
Then I didn't sleep that great at night. Then I woke up tired. I was like, oh, this is for fucking 3 beers.
The buzz, I started Friday night. I had cocktails.
What's a cocktail for you?
I think wine. I think I just drank a bottle of wine. Like a bottle of wine.
That's not a cocktail though.
I know. Cocktails.
But you said I think I had wine. I drank a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go less than a bottle. I try not to.
What's the what's your favorite wine?
Honestly, right now, Fitvine.
Fitvine?
It's a sponsor of one of my podcasts.
And what is it?
From a Burcast. It's fucking great. It's a really great low calorie, like low sugar wine, and you can't taste the difference.
But I mean, is it like supposed to be a cab?
They have a cab or Merlot or Syrah. We Leanne and I on Saturday morning opened up their Prosecco. Their Prosecco is fucking awesome.
And
but we're doing a read for them right now. They might as well sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I really do enjoy them. And it's a great way to know that you're not going to be loaded up with sugar for the next day. And the next day for me.
Especially if you're doing a bottle at a time.
How does everyone else do it? Like, I don't even know how other people work.
Most people, if you go to a restaurant and there's like 5 people, they go, can you bring us 5 bottles of wine? You know, that's the normal thing.
I'm the guy at the restaant that definitely goes, I'll get one more. Let's get one more bottle. And everyone's like, I don't know if I'm going to have a full bottle.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I'll take care of the rest. Just all I need you to do is have a glass so I don't look like a lunatic. I felt fucking normal.
Did you tie one on last night?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
That hair's getting long. Maybe know, that's right? it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not tie one on last night. I went to bed. I used my sleep coach.
Yeah,
on,
yeah.
On
How'd
my
you sleep
Whoop.
Last night?
By the way, this sounds like a big sponsor podcast once again. I slept horrible, but I slept. Take a look. I only had 59% recovery, but I slept a 60% recovery. I got 100 hours. I slept 8 hours and 29 minutes of my thing. It's just I think I was doing sleep apnea.
You think you had sleep apnea?
I think it's because I drank all weekend and I didn't drink last night. I think my body was still recovering. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I actually love this sleep coach. I told me when to go to bed, and then I was like, all right, it's 9:44. I got to go to bed.
I slept pretty well. You went to bed at 9:44?
That's when my sleep coach told me to go to bed.
And you did it?
I did. I got in bed at 9:44. I passed out, and then I got up. I was supposed to get up at 6 because I wanted to work out before this. And I was like, all right, I'm going to work out. I'm going to feel good. 6 came. It didn't happen. 7 came. It didn't happen. 8 o'clock came, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sleep until 9 and then drive over. And at 8:30, I woke up, and my self-esteem was in the shitter.
About because of sleeping?
It wasn't even about sleeping. It's just about, I was just telling you this. I feel fucking stagnant. I feel like I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not doing anything because I'm following the rules for the most part, and I'm literally staying at home with my family, and I'm not going on vacations, and I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really working on anything. I'm not making anything, and I'm just doing podcasts. And I actually feel like my podcast, Birdcast, is getting better. But I don't feel like I'm getting any. Like I just feel like I'm stuck in. Like I feel like everyone must fucking feel right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got on the treadmill. And I ran 2 quick miles, and then took an outdoor shower, and then came over here. I feel much better now.
That's good.
Yeah.
That Listen outdoor shower. Outcast. Yeah. I was exhausted yesterday. And I got home, and I could have easily. Usually on Tuesdays, it's our longest day. You know, we come here for your mom's house. It's like we come before we record. We have a meeting before we record the show.
Yeah.
Then the show usually takes, you know, we do usually at least an hour pre-show. Then there's like a break. Then the guest comes.
Who's your guest yesterday?
Yesterday we had Sickler. He's moving his show. The Honeydew is going to. His channel. He's gonna start doing it out of a new place in Santa Monica.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but it's good and he's happy and we're happy. But the end of so we end up being here like all day, and I got home and I was like so tired. But I went down to my gym and lifted, and I changed the whole rest of my day.
It's I feel like I'm working on a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because maybe I shouldn't say everything, but you know, you were talking about books the other day.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what if I was going to write a book, what kind of book would I write? And I was like, I'd write, you know, like my version of what I think a self-help book should be.
That's very funny.
And so immediately I started laughing at the idea.
Please tell me you have at least a section about sobriety. Because that in and of itself would sell a book. I believe
you know what it was
in
based
sobriety,
off of?
Just not all in a row.
It was the whole premise was based off of me and you talking about that commencement speech where I, in earnest, said selfishness is one of my pillars that I live my life
That's
by.
Very funny.
But so I was like, I'm reading right now David Goggins' book and Jocko Willink's book. I'm reading both of them.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when you
Are you a fast reader?
What do you think? I read so slow, Tom. And what happens when I read is my brain starts writing.
Yeah.
So like I'll start reading and then I'll start imagining.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll just get lost.
Because you start taking the story in your own direction?
I used to have a joke about it. You'll remember this joke. I read Memoirs of a Geisha. Do you remember this joke? It's an old joke of mine. I said I started reading Memoirs of a Geisha. And the book starts and it says, I was born on the windy cliffs of Okinawa. And my brain goes, oh, I wonder if she knows Mr. Miyagi. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if Mr. Miyagi is going to be in this book. Yeah, this is about the same time. And so then I'm still reading.
So,
My eyes are doing the reading,
but
I'm off in a different fucking tangent.
You're not retaining anything you just read.
At all. So I did this. I read this one book, Empire of the Sun, an audiobook. I listened to it on an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Native Americans.
Yeah.
The second I start listening, I just...
Do you
my
feel
mind
like
goes,
they get too much respect? Native Americans.
Dude, no. I don't feel like that. But you know what?
What?
Do you know that Seminole, if you're 100% Seminole, no, if you're 50% Seminole, you get $125,000 every year for the rest of your life. Starting the day you're born. Check that out. I might have made that up. I saw a seminal dude get dragged out of the
Does it tell you?
200 to be given to them after grad. Oh, they gotta graduate. Do you know how fucking frustrating that's gotta be?
Oh, wait, go to that next drop down. People also ask, what does that say? Does it give you a no? No, the top one. Oh my god,
dude. Okay, let's.
It says that last year the tribe, Seminole Tribe, earned $500 million from its gambling operations alone, enough to pay each of the tribe members a monthly stipend of $7,000.
That's not bad per month.
For everybody in the crew? Yeah.
For that's nice. Everybody. You gotta be 100% or something. You gotta be like a percentage. You can't just be.
What were you saying right before this?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Was I about to say? Not bad. Now, listen, this is all subject for opinion.
Yeah. Are you claiming to be Seminole? Let me start there.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But casinos was a good trade-off. I mean, for like how bad the Indians got fucked.
Yeah.
To give them something that is technically illegal and go, we can only do it with you guys. Fucking, that's a good money for a Seminole. I mean, that's good money for any fucking American.
They dominate that space in Florida.
And you can't get in trouble on a reservation.
Yeah.
We were in South Dakota. Was it Little Bighorn or Custard's Last Stand was in South Dakota? Will you check that out in a month? Get back to me next month. The Battle of the Little Bighorn is that it? Is it in?
That looks like.
I think we went.
Location.
Yeah, it's the Crow Indian Nation. So it's in South. Okay, so we went to where the Battle of Little Bighorn happened. Okay?
When you were doing gigs or what?
When we were doing Travel Channel. We did it. We did Custard's Last Stand. I think I'm all over the map with facts. But we got on horseback and we had these Indians, Native Americans. But I mean, I don't know what to call. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I got love in my heart. So we had these Native Americans from this tribe, from the Crow Nation, circle us on horseback, bareback, and we were on horses, and they allowed us to feel what Custard must have felt. It was really fucking insane, right? But we had to do it at sun. We had to get there before sunset. So we're on motorcycles, and the leader of the Crow Nation, this dude's massive. Do you know when a big Indian guy is always bigger than anything else?
Yeah.
Big Indian guys have like fucking catcher mitts for hands.
Yeah.
It's like big ponytail. He didn't have a ponytail. Big cowboy hat. He gets in his car and he goes, follow me. And we're like, okay, we're on motorcycles. And he starts going 120 miles per hour. All right. Now, I am not comfortable on a motorcycle. And I am fucking flooring it on a motorcycle. I'm on an Indian chief. A victory judge. I am flooring on a motorcycle. And we are flying. And we fly past a cop. Now, I guarantee you I wasn't going more than 80. I don't think I've ever gone faster than 80 on a motorcycle. But we flew past a cop who fucking proceeds to pull us over. Right now, the Indian chief is going 120. Pulls us over. We're like going to jail. We're going so fast. We're going to jail. And the Indian chief, we hear, flips a bitch in a 2-lane highway, does 120 back. The cop is up to here. Do you have any fucking idea how fast you were going? Indian chief flies up in his car and he goes, they're with me. Let's go. Ignore him. Let's go. And I looked at the cop and he goes, sorry, chief. And we just, dude, it was. And he was like, yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck him. He's nobody around here. This is my land. And we were like, holy shit.
That's pretty badass.
Dude, it was pretty fucking badass. And then we did the Last Stand, I think. My brain's all fucked up.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember all the stuff I did for Travel Channel.
Do you bring up Pilgrims with him? Did you talk about that at all?
No. I am certain that I have said horrifically insensitive things to everyone because of who I am and how I operate.
Yeah.
And I don't mean them that
because of who I am and my ideology.
No, not ideology, but just how I interact. I say things that just come out wrong.
Yeah.
Like they always come out wrong. Yeah. I'm certain I said those to him. Just calling everyone chief around the fire. Hey, what's up, chief? And I'm like, it's actually just him. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm fucking... I was a nightmare when I worked for Travel Channel, especially at... Are you getting called by Warren Sapp? By the way, we're going to have a running gag of Warren Sapp on this show until one day he calls.
Do you want to see if, can you call him real quick?
I just texted him on DM'd him because he said I have the wrong number for him.
Did you get the right number?
He's going to text me back.
Oh, okay.
Which brings up a good point. Little sidebar from Bert being the most inappropriate person at a party. I'm watching this thing on NFL Network about America's Greatest, and they're talking about all the Super Bowl teams, about I think it's the 94 49ers, the 95 Cowboys, the 93 Cowboys. But everyone says it's best defenses. That's what wins Super Bowls. At one point, not Joe Flacco, Trent Dilfer said, all we ever had to do was score 17 points and we'd win a game.
That's pretty true.
So then what do you think, if you could, because you know football better than I do, but I've watched this, if you would have to say what was the best defense in history, because every team that won a Super Bowl has said they had the best defense. The Steelers with Mean Joe Green and the Steel Curtain, best defense. Change defenses, that's change defenses in general. The Bucks, best defense. John Lynch, by the way, did you know John Lynch was a rich kid?
No, I did not.
Yeah, his dad was like a gazillionaire.
Really?
Yeah, and Warren Sapp used to bust his balls all the time.
Pull up John Lynch.
John Lynch's dad, that's why he runs the Broncos, because he's got that white kid rich energy. And he just walked in, he was like, hey, you guys got a job running the team? And they're like, we could give you one. And he was like, great, I'll take that.
Let's see if there's any like story about his.
Oh, yeah. Strong.
Go to early years there. See that first thing? Hit that. He was born, he attended Tony Pines High School.
Torrey Pines. He grew up in Torrey Pines.
Oh, he played football. It doesn't say like.
Type in John Lynch's dad.
Okay.
But he said he even him in this documentary was like, you know, I grew up with a little bit of privilege. And John Lynch is 68 years old.
Wait, that's the president and CEO. Is that the one? Yeah, that's him. That's him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's broadcast company of the America. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Click on broadcast company of the Americas.
It's radio.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, they say the Bucks were, then they say that that the Patriots when in 2001 that they had the best defense. And Ray Lewis says, without a doubt, Ray Lewis was like, we had the greatest defense in the history of the NFL.
Well, they're all going to say, I mean, that's how, you know, sports and all the fans of each of those teams. The thing is, when you're a super fan of a team, you're so dialed into the stats and the facts. And, like, you watch those games and you remember those stopping people on third down, fourth down, that they go like, no, it's definitely our team. I mean, that's the fun of it. You know, I mean, I would think that part of that conversation would definitely be the 85 Bears because they were famous.
85 Bears, they said, greatest defense.
Yeah, they all say that. I mean, I guarantee that Sapp will say it was his with the Bucks. I mean, they had Sapp on the defensive line, Derek Brooks, you know.
Derek Brooks, number 55.
Lynch in the
secondary. Derek Brooks. By the way, I knew Derek Brooks.
And they
Brooks.
Fucked people up. That was a great defense.
That was my whole generation of football. Like, Warrick Dunn and I walked together. They said, ladies and gentlemen, Warrick Dunn. And then they said, Albert Kreischer, next, right after each other for graduation.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And that's a memory I kind of remember.
This is, like, it's also...
Sounds like...
It sounds weird that they went from Dunn and there's nobody with last name with an E.
I swear. Can I tell you why?
F or a G or an H or an I or a J. They just went right to K.
I know.
It's weird.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I was the number one party animal in the country.
Yeah.
And they did not want people doing anything crazy when they said my name.
So they
put me behind Warrick Dunn. So they said Warrick Dunn's name and the place went nuts and you could not hear them say my name. Like, you didn't hear them say my name?
For real?
I swear to God.
And then they did your name out of order though, because that's out of order.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I know how my memory works. Like, I kind of glaze over details, but here's what I remember without a fucking doubt. I was sitting next to Warrick Dunn in the stands, and I walked right behind him. Those are not even questionable in my head. I don't know why they did it. I assumed they thought I was going to do something crazy, and if they said Warrick Dunn's name, then you wouldn't hear my name. But I sat next to him, and I remember saying they were taking pictures of us. Like, the two of us together. And he's like, you're that party animal guy. And I said, yeah. And I said, you're going to the Bucks. And he was like, yep. And I said, I think he said he was going to the Bucks. He went to the Bucks, right? Yeah. And I was like, I got a bunch of friends in Tampa. You know, if you want me to hook you up. And he was like, nah. I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, I think I'm good. I don't do what you do. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't think there could be somebody who is more the antithesis of who you are than Warwick Dunn.
Yeah.
Personality-wise, he's so different than
he's
you.
He's very different. I remember one night, one of our friends drew a picture of him. And, yeah, see if you can see a picture. See if you can find a picture. Type in Florida State graduation Warwick Dunn Burt Kreischer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people were taking pictures of us.
Well, that's true.
I mean, there's got to – see, I bet there's – I almost guarantee if you pull up a picture of Warwick Dunn walking – oh, there's me saying it in 2019. Don't go to my Twitter. Obviously, that's going to be me.
Let's do this. Sorry, I want you to change their Google search. Just do Florida State graduation work done. Erase Bert's name.
Yeah.
And see what comes up if they have him.
No.
How about just do work done graduating. Graduating FSU.
You know what we need? We need an incel.
Is there any images there? How about work done graduation day?
There's work done.
There he is.
MBA,
right?
From Emory.
That's his MBA.
Yeah. No, I'm not almost certain. I'm definitely certain I sat next to work done. I remember talking to him about Tampa. But, I assume that they said his name. I bet if you can find it online somehow. So, by the way, we're already putting it out there.
Someone's gonna find it.
We have some incel, fucking fans out there that'll fucking find it for us. So find it for us and then send it to my way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why. I don't need proof totally, but yeah.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of, he does a lot of Habitat for Humanity stuff. I can see you doing that too.
I did Habitat Humanity.
You did? I did it.
I had to do it when I was in high school. I just got high. Sat on a roof.
It's kind of fun to do those builds, though, isn't it?
This is going to sound silly, but this selfish thing that we talked about, so I now can't stop seeing anything but selfish in everyone's activities. Like, you know, when you think, you see people doing stuff for like you see people retweeting causes, like white people. I'll say white people because like there's a couple white people I actually hate that I follow on Twitter or on Instagram.
Why do you follow them?
Because just to keep up with them. And so yeah. And so you got to be careful when you follow them because you can't like anything they have on there. But they retweet like social causes, and I go, I know you. You really don't give a fuck about the people. You give a fuck about people knowing you're a good person.
Yeah.
Like that, and that's kind of shitty. Like, I don't really...
I believe that is bullshit with marriages. If somebody's... Like, when people are publicly being like, I love my spouse, they're great. I'm like, I think it's weird that you need to, like, post that.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you just love your spouse? And they're like, here's my wife. She's the best. And I'm like,
ooh, Leanne and I got our 18th day of, or 18th year of dating. Our first date was the other day. And you know what I thought? Mm. I should post a picture of Leanne, and then that'll get a lot of likes. I thought that. And then I went, well, that's a really bad reason to post a picture of Leanne, is to just get likes. Like, I should be trying to be funny.
I mean, it's not the worst thing, you know?
I know, but
people consistently do it. Like, some people we know, one of them, when he was doing it a long time ago, I was like, it's so strange that he's always, like, posting about how great the relationship is. And he would talk about that. I'm like, why do you always, you mention it every time I see you?
And then,
of course, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why I become difficult at dinner parties, is that I am consistently a contrarian. Mm-hmm. So whatever public opinion is, naturally, and I don't do it because I like it. I do it because I'm a comedian. I try to find the upstream swim and go, how hard is this? How difficult is this?
Yes.
Where
it's very common. I feel like at family functions I'm at, I automatically do that. Whatever people are, you know, saying, I'll be like, yeah, you're fucking stupid. And then, you know, it'll create a problem at a family dinner.
It's part of our natural instinct. The easiest way to write a joke is to go say something aggressive to an audience and then work your way out of it.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to write a joke. It's a really fun way to write a joke of like coming up with the most aggressive statement you could ever think of, because then you shock everyone's going to listen. Everyone hears that and then they listen, and then you shift it and you work your way out of it, and it's really fun writing process.
Yeah.
So the problem is in today's society, with the retweet culture and the cancel Jimmy Fallon culture, like it's so easy.
I've heard basically secondhand the Jimmy Fallon thing. And by the time people see this, you know, it'll be more than a week old. But what is the
in 2000, by the way, from what I've read, the majority of people are not quite as outraged as the few that are loud. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
And by the way, this is where my brain works immediately. Yeah, that's Fallon. He was doing an impression of Chris Rock.
Okay.
Nick Cannon calls out Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon. Well, Nick Cannon did it?
Nick Cannon calls out Jimmy Fallon. I'd love to hear what Nick Cannon says.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. Oh, there's Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman's
Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, if you're going to rank the black faces,
Sarah's is pretty intense.
And she's not even the other ones are in character. Sarah looks like she woke up like that.
What is the context of this?
What do you mean?
Of Sarah, like what is there?
Sarah was doing a sketch for the Sarah Silverman show.
Oh, okay.
Now here are the two things that my brain goes to.
Where did he do this on, though?
SNL.
No, where did Cannon call them out on? Is this a show? It's on Instagram Live, it says.
Yeah, right? He called him out on Instagram Live.
Wrote on Instagram with clips of Fallon in blackface playing Chris Rock, Kimmel, blackface playing Karl Malone. I was on the side of comedian, never pandered to the sensitive, but I feel there needs to be some truth and reconciliation. Cannon, who's a student at Howard University, says open to talking it all out. The preview photo.
Okay, I'm gonna put a pin in that. That already sounds a tad bit self-serving. If he's like, I'll talk with them, and then I want to be the jumping off point. You're like, okay, I understand. I actually understand if they go, there's a teachable moment, and this is some truth and reconciliation. I understand that. I do understand that. But when he goes, I want to be the one that can talk it out on their talk shows. You're like, are you trying to get press for yourself? I mean,
right.
Like, I just don't understand. I don't know. It's like, here's where my brain goes immediately. I go, you're calling out Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon didn't write the sketch, probably.
I have no idea.
He definitely did not put on the makeup himself in a closet at SNL. Do you think he did this? Do you think? Oh yeah. How about this? Do you think he went into his dressing room and he's like, "This is going to kill. I'm going to put on all this makeup. Then I'm going to come out and do my Chris Rock.
How y'all doing?
What's up? Nick Cannon.
Every time.
He had a bunch of people green light that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's weird to, you know, I think, but you got to.
It seems like Cannon got a lot of press for it. Yeah. Like, we're talking about it, too, you know?
We're talking about Nick Cannon.
I mean, these are also.
By the way, I don't hate Nick Cannon either. I don't hate Nick Cannon at all.
The Kimmel one, I remember, that's his Karl Malone sketch. Jimmy, I mean, how long ago were these things?
20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Seems like
a little too late to still do it, but like it seems. But also, like you're saying, that was approved across the board. It's not like you can just walk out and do the sketch.
You couldn't just walk onto SNL stage without them knowing.
Well,
but
do you want to do an episode in blackface of this show?
Yeah, you know what I say we do. I say we do blackface, but we only show the rest, the lower parts of our body.
Why don't we do black arms? You mean? Like, we'll just do it in black arm?
No, by the way, when are they gonna call out bodybuilders? Because bodybuilders go really dark.
They go really dark.
They go like, the like bodybuilders go.
That's half
so
the work.
Fucking dark.
Just getting that dark.
Woo!
And that's because that shows like the contours more. Is that what that's all about? I think that is.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Like you see the lines.
It's Ari Shaffir. Should we answer it?
Sure.
Ari Shaffir, hot take. Okay, real quick, hot take. Don't think it out. Don't think it out.
Okay.
We're doing a podcast. Me and Tom Segura, Two Bears, One Cave. What are your feelings on Jimmy Fallon doing blackface in 2000?
Love it. First of all, it should have been done sooner. It's an understated market that you can corner immediately, so that's smart. Obviously, less people are into it, but the people who are into it are super into it. Think of it as the Chuck Taylor Converse All-Stars market. You know? Most people want to get Nikes, but those Converse All-Star buyers are real hardcore buyers. So, thumbs up for Jimmy Fallon. Hot take by Richard Beer.
Are you in Hong Kong or are you in Baltimore still?
I'm in Baltimore.
Okay.
When are you going back to New York?
Yeah.
What? We think maybe in a couple weeks. A
couple weeks?
Nice.
Yeah. We've got like a couple Amazon packages coming, and then after that. How are you guys holding up?
We're good.
Good, man.
I'm masturbation now.
Yeah. I haven't masturbated in a while. I take that back. I'm really into vibrating my cock into masturbation.
You vibrate it?
Next subject. Anyway.
What do you
put
mean?
That
like,
on there.
Like starting a fire? Kind of like shift back and forth?
I don't know.
Do you do the thing on your prostate? You tickle your prostate?
No. Head of my dick. Anyway.
Head of your dick.
Let's just change it. I saw a video one time and I thought I might want to try that and I did and I liked it.
Hey, do you have a detachable shower head?
No. Yes, I do. By the way.
Try this.
Go ahead.
Lay down in the bath, dick on your belly button or, you know, towards that direction. Yeah. Take that shower head, run the water up and down, up and down. It's a fingerless jerk and it's amazing.
Can you make a video?
Can you make a video and send it?
I have a couple of videos. My YouTube did get banned. I don't know what for. I thought maybe I said something about Trump, but it might be that actually.
Your YouTube got dinged?
No, it didn't. I'm joking.
All right, well, I'll call you after this. I want to talk to you about something.
All right,
I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
guys. Bye.
Ari Shaffir.
And I want to hear more about how you masturbate.
I saw this video.
A guy puts a...
It was this guy, and he was like... I was looking at... I enjoy... I feel like I'm oversharing a lot lately.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Stand-up. I enjoy... The porn videos I like are based off of what I see in porn. So a lot of times I go down on Leanne, and so I will see her have an orgasm from that perspective, and I love it. It's like my favorite thing in the world. I like watching her have an orgasm more than I like having an orgasm sometimes. And so I wish that I could have an orgasm watching her have an orgasm. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And so the videos I like are shot from that perspective, and if you have like an up-close perspective of like you were doing it to a woman, that's the videos I like. And one day in the thread, one came out, it said, watch as I vibrate my lifeless cock into orgasm or something. And I went, huh? Like I was like, what? And it's this guy who can't get it up, but he just vibrates his dick and then
so
blows
he holds
load.
The vibrator.
He holds the vibrator on his dick. Yeah, lifeless cock. I was like the buzzword where I was like, it's going to be on, anyway. You're never finding this. So
go to a porn site first and then type that
in. Go to Pornhub. And so then I was like, and then when I was a kid, I used to use like a back massager to have orgasms. I was like, I haven't done that in fucking years. And then one day I did and I was like, oh my God. It was like it was actually pretty fun. And so then every now and then I like to treat myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like jerking off with your hand is almost like, it's almost like.
Racist.
No, you know what? No, it's almost like eating, eating freezer pizza. Like you don't enjoy it. You're like, I'm just putting it in my
mouth. You're
looking
for, you're looking to like step
treat
things
myself.
Up. Right, right. But also yeah. like, that's such a boring, right?
Yeah.
Wait, did you find the vibrating one?
I couldn't find that one.
Can you just vibrating, you could take lifeless out, you know? Vibrate cock to orgasm. Yeah. So is it like
and then now read the descriptions, I guarantee you'll find one on there. Oh, I know what it was. I'm sorry. You know what it was? I like to take this back altogether. It wasn't this. It was there's a male sex toy that I somehow got to me. I don't know what it was called. And it was like it looked like a fucking stingray was wrapped around the head of your dick. And I put it on. I lost the charger for it, but I put it on and this thing was insane. Insane. It like wrapped the cock ring stingray natural. Let's see it. That's not it. That's just stingray. I forget the name.
You can buy that
on
Amazon?
Thing. I forget the name of this thing. Go to adamandeve.com and type in adamandeve.com and go to male sex toys. By the way, we are Googling way too much shit in this podcast.
I know.
Go to something fun that is not.
Check in the meantime, did Warren Sapp text you back?
No, he didn't.
God damn it. We got to get him on the phone, man.
I'll see.
No.
No, he was really.
But he said the number you had was the wrong number?
He said, he was like, what number are you texting? But I got, the last text I got from that number was, sorry, bro, CTE setting in. So I think it's him.
That's him.
I think it's definitely
try
him.
Try calling it. Just see if he answers.
No.
No, why not? He knows you're trying to reach out.
No, I feel weird calling him. Like, I feel weird reaching out. Because I know for a fact that I get numbers, and they call me, and
I know,
all of a sudden
but you're
I
not,
answer him, and I'm like,
you're
oh,
not
fuck.
Calling him every day.
Yeah, this but is, we're calling him and putting him on the air.
But it's 1 week later.
I got called and put on the air, and they're like, hey, man, what do you think? It was Johnny Dare. We were supposed to do a call-in, but they called me, and I was asleep, and I forgot that I had a call-in, and I woke up. And they're like, hey, what do you think about Tom's podcast with Tommy Lee? And I was like, huh? And they're like, Tommy Lee said he got his dick sucked by a dude. And I was like, what? I was like, and I'm by the way, I'm just waking up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I'm sure I came across sounding homophobic, but I was like, wait, Tommy Lee got his dick sucked by a dude? I'm like, I could not do that. I do not.
Do you really think you couldn't do that?
100%. 100%. I know for a fact I would wake up with way too many questions the next day about myself. I just don't. I'm not the kind of guy that can go to be at a party and be like, yeah, let him suck my dick a little bit. Let her suck my dick a little bit. Could you?
I think so. I think if it was like a real like fey kind of hairless looking guy, you know? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and he had a small frame.
Dude, we talked about this on the podcast before. We have a friend.
I also think
friend.
I could, you know, I think I could like a trans person, non-binary. I think I could, I think, you know, really disabled. I think missing limbs, you know, like I think all of them, I would give them all a shot.
I'm so meat and potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder sometimes like if my brain.
What about like a 500 pound woman?
No, I couldn't.
Oh yeah, I could.
I
do
couldn't.
That.
I remember saying this to a guy in college. He had sex with a woman that was like extremely overweight and very unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you got to do it. And I was like, what? And he was like, doesn't matter what she looks like. And I went, I go, it totally matters what she looks like. Like, that's, I wouldn't have sex with someone I wasn't attracted to. And he goes, no, you're being stupid right now. And I said, well, by your standards, you could also have sex with a dude. And he was like, no. And I was like, well, no, you said it doesn't matter what they look like. So if it could be a dude and you wouldn't care. And he was like, no, it's a girl. And I go, you're not even saying she's a girl. You're saying it's a girl. Like, it's.
Okay, what are we going to be proposing this? What about an Asian guy?
I can't, I could not, I, dude, I know that this is going to sound horrible. I cannot envision myself having sex with a man. Like, I just can't, I don't
Why?
See it. I just don't see it. I don't see it as an alternative. I don't see it as like, I don't see it to the point where like party, orgy, I could never, I remember there were guys that could do two guys, one girl. Oh, I could not do that.
Guys that could do?
Two guys, one girl.
Fuck two guys and then, or are you saying?
No, guys who, me and you would tag
fuck a girl?
Team a girl.
Yeah. Why?
It's not that guy.
You never fucked a guy at all? You've never done anything like that?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Start that sentence over.
You've never, like, in all your college days, you never fucked a guy, anything like that?
Never fucked a guy ever like that. Nothing.
All right.
And I'm not slighting Tommy Lee. I understand he leads a very different life than I do.
Yeah.
And that he goes to parties where it's fucking crazy. He's fucked thousands of women.
Yeah.
Thousands of women. I'm not slighting him. He's got a massive dick. Yeah. It gets pulled out a lot, I bet, at parties.
Yeah.
It's a fun party favor.
Yeah.
I just am not. I'm like, if I'm going to have sex with you, the lights are going to be out. It's going to be me and you. I'm going to be very attracted to you. Like, I'm old school like that. I just don't think that's odd also. I think you should be attracted or maybe even in love with who you fuck.
It's great. I've never heard this kind of thing before, but it's interesting.
I've only had sex with people that I've said I love you to.
Would you ever fuck? Hold on. Would you let a really short guy blow you?
No, I would not. I would never. I could never.
What if he was crazy tall?
Crazy dull?
Tall.
No.
Like seven feet tall.
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
All right.
I couldn't do any of that. It just doesn't.
And you never got a hand job from a guy?
No.
Ever?
No, nothing. Nothing. Like, I can say.
Jerked off another guy?
Never. Ever. I've never touched another dude's dick.
In high school, you never jerked off any guys.
In high school, I've never jerked off any guys. Ever.
All right.
I know I wish I couldn't. It sounds like you're being like, it's not old school, but like, I'm so.
You sound old school.
I was reading an article about a guy. I was saying something. And
I fucked three guys on the tennis team in high school.
Shut up. You've never fucked around with dudes. And you've never even run a train on a girl, I bet. Although I don't know about that. Wait, have you been with two guys? You and another guy and a girl? Have you?
Mm-mm.
You lying?
No, I'm not. But I remember sophomore year of college. I had nothing to do with it. But the basketball team fucked a girl. All of them. And then they had to, like, vacate some wins. What were you saying?
They got in trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
The basketball team fucked a girl.
Yeah.
Well, oh.
Yeah. There were some guys not there the next semester.
I remember I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm going to tell you. I don't want to say his name because I know that sometimes I'll just show you a picture of the guy. Okay. I was talking to...
Have I met this person?
I was talking to this guy.
Yeah. I bet he's got some stories.
And he said to me...
He's got some stories.
He's like, bro, you never run a train on someone? And I was like, no. And he goes, that might mean that you're gay. I said, what? And he goes, if you and your boys have never fucked a chick, you might be gay. And I was like, that's not what that means at all.
That's definitely not what that means.
He goes, I don't know. Where I grew up, that's what it means.
You know who, this guy told me, I'll show you this one.
Dude, I am so.
Remember him?
Yeah.
So he told me he was in jail.
What?
Yeah. Well, he was in jail for a minute and he went to the library in jail. And when he was in the library, he just went around a bookshelf and there's a guy like face down the table and three other guys were fucking him, right? Well, they were taking turns and they saw this guy and they were like, do you want in on this? And he was like, no, I'm good. And they're like, for real? And he said he played it like super cool and was like, nah, I'm good. And then the guy on the table was like, come on, man, like, let me up. And they're like,
let me up.
Yeah. And they're like, yo, man, we're being nice. He's like, if you were, what'd they say to him? If you were white, we wouldn't use lube. And he was like, that's when he got hard and he jumped in there.
He didn't fuck him.
He didn't fuck him.
Dude, I, life in prison, do you take a boyfriend?
I don't know that you take a boyfriend.
No, would
I
think, you?
Well, that's the thing. The whole thing about that world, everybody goes, you take your perspective from this world and you're like, this is how I would be in there. You have no idea how traumatizing that experience would be and how your whole reality changes. Reality is a different place. It's one that you can't imagine. So you don't go like, I think when I get there, I probably a couple weeks in start flirting. Like you'd have a whole new reality. And so I think nobody really knows how you would behave. You know, you just don't know. I think it would probably be something where you're not looking for a boyfriend. You're probably just looking to survive.
Survive. Yeah. So you just find the biggest dude and be like,
I'll suck your dick every other Thursday.
That sucks that that's someone's reality.
Yeah, of course, man. It's horrifying.
Like, it's crazy that we, it's crazy that.
Or you know what, you probably would have to like, you know, you always hear the stories like you punch whoever, you know, the biggest guy. You have to assert yourself in some way or you risk being the guy in the library, you know. Like Nadav's definitely getting fucked in prison.
Oh, poor Nadav wouldn't last a second. Red hair. You think red hair goes far in prison? He'd have to join the Aryan Nations. And then they'd be like, you're from where? And he'd go,
Israel. Like, I'm Irish. Irish.
Irish. Israel.
Yeah.
I man, that stinks that that's someone's reality. I wonder if they, like, you think what people get outraged by these days? Mm-hmm. You know, like this Karen and the bird watcher?
Yeah.
And then you go, there's a dude getting raped in prison right now. And yeah. No one gives a fuck.
That's the thing.
No one really gives a fuck.
That's actually the worst part. The worst part is to have something like that happen to you and be like, this is what happened to me, and have people be like, so?
Yeah. Don't go to prison.
Yeah.
And they say that and they mean it. Don't go to prison.
Yeah. I mean, there's guards there who would like mock you, laugh at you, spit on. Can you imagine something like that happens and you're
I would totally get raped in prison.
Well, then I know. It's like.
So do you think me and you, if we went to prison at the same time?
Yeah.
Do you think we could take care of each other so that we didn't get raped?
Probably not.
You would totally set me up for a raping.
I would not set you up for a raping.
You would be like, Bert, meet me in the shower.
Here's the only scenario in which I do that.
Okay.
If these guys like surround me and they're like, we're looking to fuck you.
Or a guy that looks kind of like you.
Yeah.
With just a little bit more hair up front, but not as much in the back.
And I'd be like, all right, I'll set him up. How many of you guys want to fuck him? And they're like, the 30 of us. I'm like, all right, I'll get him here 6 p.m. right after dinner.
God, you know, I didn't.
Bring lube. He's my friend. That's what I would say.
Hey, he might be white, but bring lube anyway.
Bring lube anyways. He's really a good guy.
I never went to prison, but the closest I ever came is I had to take correspondence classes, and when I graduated college, because they didn't let me graduate.
Imagine if they all finished in you, all those guys, and then like for days you're like, oh man, I keep shitting out all this cum. And then, like, as you're, like, trying to recover, you're, like, bleeding, and they have stitches. You hear guys in the halls going, machine, like that. And you're like, oh, my God, what happened?
Looks like we found our promo for this episode.
Sorry.
I so don't want anyone to come inside me. I would be like, can you guys please just not come inside me? That would be really, that's, like, the worst part of it.
What if a couple guys were actually like, I'm trying to be respectful. I pulled out. And they, you know what I mean?
I'd be like, thank you.
Thank you. And they just come in your hair and stuff.
Why do you find this so funny? I just had to defend me laughing at one of your jokes the other day to someone. And I go, I can't help why I laugh.
Wait.
I don't know why I laugh. And what sucks
what'd
is
you have to defend?
I have no fucking idea. Someone said something and I go, yeah, that was funny. And I was like, they're like, yeah, you really laughed hard. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I can't help what I laugh at. God damn it, man. And no one fucking cares. That's what sucks about prison.
Yeah.
No one cares about people in prison. Like, they're people. They're human beings.
Yeah.
And there's people that just got, like, DUIs. Like, that kid that...
Some people.
That fucking kid that...
Are you watching The Outsider? Did you watch The Outsider on HBO?
No.
Oh.
I watched the other one.
It's so dark and it's so good.
What
and
is it?
Fucking Bateman, man.
Wait, I watched that.
No, you're not watching Ozark. Are you watching?
No, I watched The Outsider. Hold on, I haven't watched all of them. That fucking dude. Hold on, stop. That. I started thinking that happened to somebody.
What do you mean?
For anyone who doesn't know Outsider.
Unbelievable.
It is amazing.
Based on a Stephen King novel.
Yeah.
And Jason Bateman, who's like our modern day, I don't know, what do you want to...
God, he's so good.
He's like Orson Welles.
I saw him at a Wilco concert one time. He had a Range Rover.
I love that that's the detail you bring up.
By the way, and I just said I wouldn't make out with a dude, but Jason Bateman at the Greek. Okay.
In his Range Rover.
Huh. What is it? I really honestly wouldn't let a dude suck my dick, but I love fantasizing about gay shit. Like, so what's the difference?
Hold on, what?
I go, Jason Bateman kissing me on the mouth. Hello. I like that playfulness of it.
Yeah.
But I really wouldn't let a dude suck my dick at a party.
Not even Jason Bateman?
I mean, that's a different thing. Like if Jason Bateman's like, I've never asked anyone to do this, but I really want to suck your dick. I'd be like, by the way, Jason Bateman would let dudes suck his dick. Like,
you think he would let dudes suck his dick?
Yeah, he's liberal. He's like liberal like that. I guarantee you, if you get a chance, let's do a Two Bears Red Cave, One Man Cave. Hold on. Let's do a
Two Bears Red Man One Cave?
Two Bears One Cave Red Carpet event.
Okay.
Where we get a representative, Josh Potter, to ask our questions to people on the red carpet. Hey, Josh Potter, Two Bears One Cave. Jason Bateman, would you ever let a dude suck your dick?
Yeah.
And Jason Bateman was like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, questions that we've gone back and forth.
It would be great to get Potter on the red carpet, actually.
Get Potter on the red carpet to ask questions that we've dealt with. And so then we could say, we could have this conversation and go, hey, you know, remember we visited that conversation of whether or not Bert would let someone suck his dick? Tommy Lee said he would, or he did. Jason Bateman was a little taken off guard at the premiere for Trolls America. He's got both his kids with him.
He would dip out of that interview so fast.
Think about it right now. If you're being honest and Jason Bateman's right here and you were like, hey man, would you ever consider letting a dude suck your dick? How would Jason Bateman answer? He would, number one, say...
I think he would immediately look at his surroundings and be like, I don't know if this is really where... I want to be right now.
No. But let's say he can't. Like, what would Jason Bateman say? He would say, I'm married.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's his out.
Yeah.
And you will actually, that's not the scenario we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking
about. Stop thinking about your fucking wife. We would say that. Okay.
Because that's not the scenario we're playing with right now.
Right.
Basically, you're asking someone, could you be bisexual? Technically, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
So Jason Bateman, could you see yourself being bisexual? Because I feel guilty saying no. Like, I feel bad saying no.
You know
no.
Who's friends with Bateman?
Neil Brennan.
Whitney Cummings.
Ooh. Who do you think she'd answer first, me or you?
I don't know.
Should we call her?
You want to call her at the same time?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call her? It would be funny if she didn't answer your call and then she answered mine, though.
She lives in the fucking sticks. What if she answers and she goes, what are you wearing? And I'm like, I'm on, you're on speaker.
She's like, you're a fucking guy, Bert.
See, like, women would let girls go down on them.
Let's just see if she answers me real quick. Just for fun.
If she does, she's dead to me.
Okay.
If it was like first ring, she's like, hey, Tom.
God, I wish that happened so badly right now.
How is Whitney Cummings friends with Jason Bateman?
She's friends with everybody.
But friends, or is it just like,
no,
like
she's,
collector's
she's,
friends?
No, she's just, you know.
Belonging to.
Ah.
What, like, I wonder who else we know that knows Jason Bateman. But like, it's.
Whitney's friends with Howard Stern.
What?
Yeah.
You think Howard Stern would let a dude suck his dick?
I don't think he wants to.
No, but not wants to. The question is, if you're at a party, are you open-minded enough
to not see
that
as
something? The one Tommy Lee was at. Like, Tommy Lee, Whitney Cummings calling me back. All right, here we go. Hey, Whitney, you're on a podcast with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
Big fan of the show.
We were both hoping you would answer one of the calls and not the other so that we could gloat.
Yeah.
So Tom was about to call?
I did.
He just did. He just did.
I just did.
Then I have you blocked.
Great.
Oh, nice. Hey.
Because it didn't ring.
Hey, Whitney. Okay. Here's our question.
It's kind of the answer I wanted.
We are...
You blocked me?
It didn't ring when you called. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
So we're talking...
We have to discontinue our affair, Tom. I'm friends with your wife. Stop calling me.
Sorry, ooh, sorry.
Okay, that's one of our questions. If you could have an affair with me or Tom...
That's not the question.
That's a hard one, actually.
How is that hard?
Shut the fuck up and let her answer, you know, Tom.
It's probably a soft one, actually. But what's the...
So wait, it's Bert, right?
It's got to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot in common. Okay. Hey, Whitney, here's our real question. So Tommy Lee was on Tom's podcast with his wife, and Tommy Lee said... Brittany Furlan, who you knew growing up, right?
I did, yeah. I used to work with her in Philadelphia when we were teenagers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And Tommy said that, you know, in all his sexual experiences that, yes, of course, at once a dude blew him and he didn't really like, it wasn't a big deal. And I had said, okay, I had said I would not let a dude blow me, that I wouldn't be able... Like, I just couldn't do that. That I could not see myself as bisexual. That I'm a little old school. And Tom's saying that that's kind of a little passé. Now, here's where our question lands, okay? By the way, I misused the word passé. I know that. Jason Bateman. Do you think Jason Bateman would let a dude blow him? Is he that open-minded? And first question. Second question, how would he handle that answer?
I think Jason Bateman... does not want you to suck his dick, if that's the question.
Would he let a dude at a fun party, not in a marriage, would he let a dude blow him? Is he that open-minded?
Third question, could you just patch him in right now?
I was going to say, he might let a dude blow him. It's not going to be either of you.
Well, that's our fourth question. If he was going to blow either of us, which one do you think he'd lean towards?
Neither. I mean, I feel like Tom Hardy might be on deck here. Jason Statham. Neither of you are in the running.
Wait a minute. Don't we kind of look like those guys?
Yeah, you just said our two doppelgangers.
No. The answer is no. You both look nothing like them.
Really?
Is there something wrong with me that I could not see myself letting a guy blow me, Whitney?
But can I ask Segura, because I've talked about this with other guys. Was there a woman present? Was this a threesome? Or a guy just sucked your dick?
Who?
Segura.
No. Tom's saying that he would allow a dude to blow.
I said, what's the guy look like?
And I'm saying, I actually really honestly don't think I could ever imagine a scenario where I'd let a guy blow me.
Not even an Asian, he said.
like Haley Joel Osment? Like, what is this?
I almost made the most horrific joke ever.
Another woman present, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say Leanne says, I'd like to bring another man into the bedroom.
This is what's up.
I'm going to stop you there, Whitney. It would ruin our marriage forever. We wouldn't get past that conversation because I would shut down. I actually couldn't even let Leanne bring another woman in the bedroom. That would ruin our marriage.
So what, because here's the thing. The question is, if you're having a threesome with your wife or whatever, if a man is just sucks your dick, is that okay? As long as there's a naked woman around.
Sure.
I couldn't let a man in the bedroom with me and my wife. That would not happen.
What if it's a big fucking strong black guy? He's got a huge dick.
Exactly the kind I wouldn't let in.
Oh.
I wouldn't let any man in, but I wouldn't let a guy with a bigger dick in there with me.
No, but it's huge.
So let's say Bruno Mars and you are at a party, wasted. And he just starts jerking you off.
Yeah.
No, okay. All right. I'm already out.
That sounds fun. What's the address? What time?
Because here's what I'll say. Here's my guess. I am great at sucking a dick. I'm not going to lie. It's one of my strong suits. I'm sure Leanne and Christina, I hear, are also champions. I still think we probably...
Found our second promo for the show.
Blue Chew. Which is that I think men are way better at hand jobs than women. I think if a guy started giving you a hand job, you'd be like, holy shit.
Let me give you a hand job.
Incredible.
Let me give you a hand job.
I'll let you give me a hand job.
All right.
I bet men are better at hand jobs and blowjobs than women are.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. It's the same reason Italian women can make meatballs. They've been doing it their whole lives.
Yeah.
So what I'd say is if you can get over the...
I can't get over it. That's my problem. Is I would wake up the next day.
He
going,
can't get over
did,
it.
What,
but
what does that mean?
He
now?
feels like Bateman can help him get over it. You know.
Oh, that's right, Jason Bateman. No, yeah. I don't think Jason Bateman has a beautiful wife. He had quite a time in Hollywood in the glory days. I think he's got everything out of his system. And I certainly know he's not going to drive to fuck either of you.
All right, I'll take her word on that.
I don't think he wants to run around and be like, guess who's dick I just sucked? The machine, a racist machine.
What did you say?
I just sucked the dick of a racist machine.
Oh, God, damn it. Hey, here's my question. What do you do with your dogs during sex?
I put them in crates. Because they'll lick, come, they smell it a mile away. And they'll go straight for the inner thigh and try to lick off that cum.
God. Hey, go ahead. What we got? No, you're saying better things than me.
I'm currently fucking a vet. And he doesn't care, but I have to put them away because they feel like my children. It feels like a weird threesome with children.
Wait, you're fucking
in the military?
A vet, but wait, which war? Are we talking like Korean War?
A veterinarian.
Oh.
Veterinarian.
I thought it was an American hero.
No.
He's seen so much battle. He doesn't care about the dogs.
I don't get turned on by American heroes.
Wait, Whitney, that sounds like the perfect match for you.
Maybe he works down in Woodland Hills. I think so too.
Is all your flirting about like horse care and shit and like what to where to walk them?
Kind of. I'm like, can you exercise my dog's anal glands?
Well, someone's presenting her vagina to me, huh?
look, until Brendan Schaub's single again.
We really would love to meet Jason if you ever want to help us with that. Thank you very much.
Hey, so, yeah, Whitney.
Okay, so you guys love Jason.
Yes.
So if Jason wanted to suck your dick, if Jason was just at a party, say you guys were like at an Emmy party up front, something, he was drunk, you're drunk. If he started to give you a hand job, would you stop him?
I definitely would not stop him. And I would just be like, hey, man, can we talk about like filmmaking next? You know?
But do you want him to be his character in Ozark?
I don't want him to be his character. I just want him to break down story and like, you know, how he approaches a script. I just think it'd be a great learning experience. And if he needs to do that through a hand job, I'm fine with it.
So this is not about sexual physical attraction. This is about being turned on by his mind.
His talent. Yeah.
See, that's
talent,
where we go. Yeah. Is I say I could not have sex with someone if I wasn't emotionally involved or in love or attracted. And Tom's like,
well, that's just gay. You know, I'm starting to miss toxic masculinity a little bit.
Thank you, Whitney. Thank you. I gotta do a podcast with this chick every week.
But why Jason Bateman? Is he to you the physically most attractive?
For me,
actor?
For me, it's that I'm just so, like, he's really doing such incredible work right now. Like what he's putting out. I was talking, you know, I love Ozark. The Outsider is unbelievable. And I didn't even know about it. I just stumbled on that, in it, then realized he's producing and he was directing the first few episodes. So I just think the dude is an incredible talent. And then Bert was like, I'd love to suck his dick. That changed the whole thing.
I don't know how I got on this fucking subject. We were flirting. So I was saying that Jason Bateman, I saw him at a Wilco concert once.
That's
and
right.
In a Range Rover.
Yeah.
And I kind of batted my eyes. And then I was like, but I've already said I wouldn't let him suck my dick. And then Tom's like, well, would you? And I was like, I don't know.
And we talked about prison and how.
Yeah, prison. No one cares about those guys getting assaulted.
Jason gave me some of the best advice anyone's ever given me about directing a movie. He said, there's the movie you write, the movie you shoot, the movie you edit. Mm-hmm. Put that in the spank bag, Tom.
Nice. Movie you write.
Hey, give me some advice so that I can flip that back. I go, Whitney Cummings gave me some great advice one time. Give me some advice, Whitney. I feel stagnant right now in my career.
You do? Yeah, well, that's because we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
We're all stagnant. We can't fucking leave our houses. I have news for you, Bert. You're stagnant. Every day you start a new podcast, you're fine. Jesus. You can actually afford to be a little more stagnant.
You want to hear how stupid I am, Whitney? I rented a beach house in Malibu for me and the girls this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's not as nice as our house.
Oh, no.
The girls are like, Dad, it doesn't have a pool. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, so wait, we're just going to a house that's not as nice as our house.
Just a shack? Just a weird. How about this? I was talking to a guy recently who has a girlfriend, comedian, who has a girlfriend but doesn't want to move in with her yet. So he got her like a little shitty house to live in. And he calls it the stabbing cabin.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Wait, this is a comic is putting a girl in a, and he got her a place?
Yes. So he didn't have to live with her.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
I'm almost figuring out. I know who that is. Well, I miss hanging out with you, Whitney.
Ditto. Can I just ask you one last question? Cause I'm obsessed with who guys think are hot. Who is the physically most attractive actor to you?
Oh, by the way, I was going to say you in that fucking bathing suit that was like all sloppily put on. Holy shit.
This is what I'm talking about, Bert.
Did you see this picture?
Be a scumbag. Let's go.
There was whatever picture you posted on Instagram the other day with you in that bathing suit that was like kind of all over the place.
There it is.
I actually looked at that more than I would like to share. Like I was like, because it's a great picture, Whitney.
You know what? You know why? Because for those of you listening, I'm wearing like a cheetah print bikini top that doesn't fit over my fake silicone tit, and my body's a little sloppy right now. And you know what it is? It's very Florida. That's like some Florida whore shit.
That is what it was. I
recognize the background. I know exactly where that photo was taken.
It is. It was almost in front of your house. Yeah. House.
Yeah. It's a great photo, Whitney.
Wearing a helmet. I have like bruises on my legs. I have like sunburn. That's like, I feel like every like MILF in your neighborhood growing up.
Well, you made Bert's day. He's still talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the hottest actor to you? It's Jason Bateman mentally. Who is it physically?
I mean, I like Brad Pitt's everyone's go-to.
Dude, I'll tell you, it's who? Idris. Idris Elba.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking stud.
But with COVID or without?
I like him like just recovering, so he's a little vulnerable, you know? He needs me to bring him soup and shit still.
I was going to say The Rock, but then if The Rock was like, hey man, you mind if I give you a hand job? I'd be like, how about we use my hand and you grab my wrist? Last thing is I want those grizzled fucking paws of yours from all the weightlifting.
Yeah.
Calloused fucking catcher's mitt of his.
You think he's like a good, nice lover though? Like a
no,
considerate lover?
I don't think he's a tender lover at all.
No?
Everything turns into a workout with him.
Yeah.
He would break. Would you have sex with The Rock, Whitney?
He is so, I don't like hard men like that. It's hard to,
Tom and I just looked at each other like, that's what we're talking about.
Like, it's hard to get a grip, and they're so oily. It's like trying to,
yep.
You know when you get stuck on a water slide and you try to stop yourself?
Oddly enough, we do know what that's like.
You know, and you're like, no, you're trying to stop and not go down.
Yeah.
At like a King's Dominion or whatever. So it's like that. It's like a giant slippery water slide and you can't get a grip.
Wait,
like
Whitney, orifices. Whitney, who's your celebrity guy? Who's like the celebrity crush?
I really like the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Who?
Charlie Hunan?
Yeah, Hunnam. That was, okay, easy, racist. Hunnam. Jesus. Oh man,
I'm gonna give up. I think
the guy with the Chinese virus.
This guy, wait, this guy's fucking yoked, just like The Rock.
Yeah, but he's a little more. Not he's not. He doesn't have. He's not the consistency of a marble floor like
oh,
The Rock.
Oh, okay. Well, he looked pretty fucking.
I think Tom Hardy's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's also very funny. I like Bateman. Bateman's very hot. Justin Theroux.
Who he is.
Yes, you do.
Which one's Justin Theroux?
What movie's he in?
There he is.
You know that's who I think's the hottest?
Oh, yeah.
Who's Justin Theroux? I've never heard of Justin Theroux in my life. Who is he?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, he's an actor.
What movie is he in?
Did you see The Leftovers?
Nope.
Yeah, wow. I tapped out of that after a while. Jesus.
You know who is the hottest to me?
Who?
Is Robert Downey Jr.
Well, if you bring the right proper face swap, you can have sex with Adam Ray, and he does a great Robert Downey Jr. Has anyone been watching that?
No.
Nope.
His Robert Downey Jr. is pretty fucking spot on Instagram.
He's a good actor, man.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Whitney, here's my plan. Leanne and I get divorced. I'm going to start dating you, but in a can't buy me love kind of way, right? So what I'll do is...
Do I have any say in the matter?
No, you have no say, because you're not... It's not real. We're just going to do it in a can't buy me love way where I date you, but I go to all the Hollywood parties, and then I just tear through your list of celebrity friends who are all like, why don't... I know Whitney's got her shit together. He's got to have something in him, right? Like, Whitney's got... Yes. Wouldn't pick a loser.
You guys would be a great couple. Whitney, I think you and Bert would be a great couple.
I think so too. I think that is a compliment because it makes me feel like I have similarities to Leanne, and I love Leanne.
Oh, I just thought I just thought it meant like you're really down to earth. You know what I mean? Like you're not a big phony. You know?
Are you calling me fat? What are you saying? No. This is just hurtful.
I'm saying
the
like
biggest thing you've ever said.
You're really salt of the earth type. You know?
So if we were dating Whitney and I woke up, say, around 11 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And would that be...
already done an equestrian workout and all this shit.
Yeah. He rescued a couple animals, fought a coyote, got on a hike with Shab.
Yep.
11 a.m. Okay, so you've already recorded 6 podcasts.
If Whitney and I dated, this is first week, end of first week, she'd go, okay, I don't get it. How are you successful at all? You don't do anything all day.
Can you put some fucking shoes on? Jesus.
Yeah, no, he'd be like, I like flip-flops.
I shower outside, Whitney.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we could be a good... Maybe. I don't know. I don't like when men shave my pubes. That would be a deal breaker.
You don't shave your pubes, you say?
No, I do. No, they've been lasered off for years.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't... You're into shaving pubes, and I don't... That's sickening.
Wait a minute. You like
no, no, okay. Hold on, Tom. Tom just heard that for the first time. That was a secret. Hey,
your pubes are all gone?
No. I shave Leanne's pubes.
Oh.
And that is not for common knowledge, okay? I told it on Whitney's podcast.
Well, no one's going to see this. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucking good at it, too.
Really? Will you shave my pubes?
I would shave your pubes in a fucking heartbeat. You want to do an ad for Manscaped?
Yeah.
And I will shave your pubes?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Oh, good idea. Oh, God damn it. I just got the Manscaped nose thing, which could probably fit your dick, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Hey, hummada, hummada, hummada. By the way, I know so much about you because of your Instagram. I saw when they waxed your nose hairs.
Yes, I don't play around.
God, man, it's amazing how much you know about your friends without seeing them at all.
I am hairless, virtually hairless, like a seal.
Well, this is great. I don't know if you're done talking to your girlfriend, can we just wrap this up so
we
can
close
this
up? All right, we're going to go, Whitney. It was great talking to you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I would have picked up if you called.
You would have?
Yes. Well, I texted Bert just now and lied and told him I was on a Zoom call.
Uh-huh. Well,
I wrote, hey, I'm on a work Zoom. Are you all right? Not true.
good talking to you, Whitney.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. How long did you fucking talk for right then?
I don't know. No.
Just let me just see something.
What are you
doing? Oh, fuck, you locked up, man.
Did it?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Nice.
Can I use your phone for a minute?
No.
Let me tweet for you.
No, I would never let that happen.
Why?
Because it would be a nightmare. What would you tweet? Top 5 chances you get to tweet for me. What do you tweet?
I mean, I would start off just being like, thinking about showering inside today. That'd be one.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
Choose control the banks.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There we go. It's amazing how we used to do this, like when we were like young. Uh-huh. We just get on each other's Twitters and say the most horrific things.
Yeah, and nobody
cared.
And then
laugh, and now it would ruin our careers. Like, oh, Bert Kreischer tweeted out.
I would not ruin you. I wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, because you would think that it wouldn't, because you know you could go, it was just me. It was like when Jim Carrey tweeted all this shit, and he was like, my account was hacked, guys.
Did he do that?
Yeah. And he tweeted a bunch of shit, I think. I don't know. Allegedly. Oh,
finally, I'll say this. There is some new Two Bear stuff in the store. The hats, dude, I tried to get an update.
Nothing.
They said we still don't. I think their whole operations are delayed, you know, for all that stuff.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for people asking me, I get asked every day. They're not here. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Let's cover anything we didn't cover today.
No, we got to go.
We do?
We do. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.